broadcasting worldwide.
Refreshing takes on legal strategies.
Straightforward answers to difficult tax questions.
Independent ideas on building wealth. It's the Refresher Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen.
Get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.
Now, here's Mark and Matt.
Welcome, everyone, to the Refresh Your Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. We are excited to be with you today. You know, the show's about navigating the law, helping you save on taxes, helping you build wealth as well. We're trying to cover all the things we think you want to hear. And there's a lot of ways you can listen to the show. You can find us via biztalkradio.com, via the BizTalk Radio app. We're on 14 AM stations nationwide. And you can also find us, of course, on iTunes under the Refresh Your Wealth podcast. We got a lot of ways we're trying to get the good word out. And thanks for being with us here today.
Yeah, I love it. It's going to be a great show. We're grateful for our many dedicated listeners and hope that you'll find this week's show another huge benefit in your quest to better live the American dream. Now, today's show, we're excited about this. It's kind of a January, New Year's resolution type show. We want to talk about five legal tips to start 2016 off on the right foot. And I think every business owner, you're gonna appreciate these five. These are legit.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to cover we're going to cover a wide valley of issues here, we're covering a lot of stuff is what I'm trying to say, okay? And it's stuff that we know a lot of our clients, as we've been talking to them at the beginning of the year, really appreciate and want to hear. And we're excited to go through those with you today. And we're going to give you some resources too. We do have a blog article on our blog that Jaron Burgess and one of the attorneys in our office wrote. That's a good resource if you want to check that out at kqslawyers.com. And I want to remind everyone too, you can always sign up for our newsletter at kqslawyers.com. Mark and I and the other attorneys in our office are writing blog articles on an ongoing basis, and it's free. We just want to, again, just get the good word out.
Yeah, and with that newsletter each week, we hit the tax deadlines, and it's tax season. So lots of little deadlines to be aware of. Little tips and articles on extensions and what happens if I can't pay my taxes, what should I be doing with deposits and all those sorts of things. So we throw out a little video there. And real quick, before we jump into our tips for the week, for those that don't know, we do a little tax and legal tip each week. Let's talk about some live events. Matt, you're going to be in San Diego, is that right, this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to be in San Diego at the Note Investor Summit. That's at the San Diego Hilton. It's like right on the beach. In fact, last time I spoke there, it's a great event, by the way. There's like jet skis parked at the beach, you know, just right outside the conference. Just like right there, you just go jump on a jet ski. I'm going to do it when I'm there. So that's Thursday, January 21st. And then I'm speaking back here in Phoenix on Friday, the 22nd. And both of those, I'll be talking about self-directed retirement plans, real estate investing, asset protection.
Yeah, and you can see that Matt got the pulled the slip on the hard trips. I thought I'd go to a little more balmy location. I'm going to Chicago. January trips apparently fall, you know, San Diego in January for Matt. I get to go to Chicago in January. Really excited about that. I understand it's going to be very tropical. And I'm so excited. I love Chicago. I really do. I always gain like 5 pounds whenever I go to, even if it's for a day. Portillo's. I'm going to be hitting Portillo's for some Red Hots and some Chicago dogs.
Yeah, well,
but anyway, it's going to be good.
They don't have the polar vortex this year, though, do they? That was last year.
No. I think most people that live in Chicago would say they live in a polar vortex every winter. But it was a little colder than usual last year. But hey, for those that want to go to any of these events, you can get the links right off the newsletter, and we'll get you lined up and registered. They're free or very nominal costs. I don't think more than $50 or they're sponsored events. So the sponsor is always welcoming of new visitors and clients of ours. So you'll get the red carpet treatment. So please send an email to Matt at KKOS Lawyers or Mark at KKOS Lawyers, and we'll give you more details if you want to come. Now, without any further ado, Matt, I think I get the call this week since you intro'd the show. Can I do the tax tip first? You cool with that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for checking with me.
All right. Okay. All right. So here is our tax tip of the week.
A tax tip you can actually understand and won't put you to sleep.
A tax tip that could save you thousands.
So, Matt, I worked into my tax tip this week since you threw out Demi Moore and in your legal story a couple weeks ago. I thought I'd bring in Kobe Bryant for my tax tip today.
Oh, okay.
And I had the honor. I was so excited. I'm too cheap to ever own season tickets to most any professional sport that exists today. but I had a good friend that invited me to a Lakers game last week, and so it's Kobe's farewell tour. So I was pretty stoked because he actually played more than 2 minutes. Lately, apparently, he'll come out, play a couple minutes, wave to the crowd, and sit down in his sweats. But he played a lot of the game. It was against the Thunder, and boy, we gave him a run. It was sweet. And of course, Kobe had to take the last shot that could have won the game, which was sweet. He missed it, but you know, it was fun. Yeah. So now here's my tax tip, folks. Oh, Matt.
Wonder where you're going with that. Okay.
No, I got a tax tip here. Okay. So.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Okay. Right. Now. Now, some of you may not, realize what, any sort of tax tip has to do with Kobe Bryant. Well, believe it or not, while Kobe's on his farewell tour, let's say he's doing 80 games this year, and he's going to do 4 games. He'll play the Jazz, let's say the Utah Jazz, 4 times, 2 in Salt Lake and 2 in L.A., let's just say. I don't follow the schedule too much, but let's just work with me, folks, here. Let's presume that. So that means that out of those 80 games, he's going to play 2 in Salt Lake. So 2 divided by 80 is a 2.5% allocation of his revenue to Utah. See, the Delta Center in Utah, they're not too keen on Kobe showing up for his farewell tour, selling all these tickets and concessions, and they're putting out all these costs for this beautiful center and arena. And Kobe shows up. He's making the big bucks on his farewell tour, Nike contracts, all this. And hold it, Utah doesn't get to tax Kobe for coming into their house and making money in their state? Oh, no, 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 no. When I was a young accountant in Portland, Oregon, I got to work on some of the Trailblazer tax returns. Sorry, that was a tongue twister, Trailblazer tax returns. And they're almost 3 inches thick because, folks, believe it or not, these NBA players, when they travel around the country, they have to allocate their income proportionally to the states where they play their games. And that includes their endorsement contracts and all this. Crazy, right? Oh, well, guess what? That's the same for football players. That's California can't wait to hold the Super Bowl in a couple weeks because they're going to make a lot of tax revenue off of all those players that have to allocate some of their winnings if they win the Super Bowl to California. So here's the point, folks. If I just had a consult this morning with a small business owner that's doing construction projects in 4 states this year. He's so excited. He's expanding. And I was like, oh, that's great. Expanding. And you're going to be filing tax returns in 4 more states now. And he's like, what? What do you mean? Well, you can't just pop into Arizona or Idaho or Oregon and not pay your fair share of taxes. So folks, here's the tax tip. Make sure if you're buying rental property, doing business, and there's some, materiality depending on how much business you're doing. We can talk about that in a detailed conversation about your situation. But if you're making money in other states, and significantly, you may be filing a tax return in those states. So little Kobe Bryant reality check, he's going to be paying his fair share on the tour. Just want to let all of you know about it. There you go.
Yeah. Now, I do get a tip. Let's say that construction business client is a California business. They do a project in Arizona, and they pay some Arizona tax. Now, California's not going to double tax them, right? They're going to get a credit for what they paid in Arizona and then pay any difference that they may owe in California, right? So there is, there is at least some coordination and credits you get if you do end up paying another state's tax, right?
That's right. And so let's say the California rate is 10%, Mm-hmm. High as 11%, but Arizona's 4%. So I go to Arizona, do a deal, pay my taxes of 4%. Oh, well, the remaining 7%, I have to pay to California. So California will give you a credit for any taxes paid to another state. But Matt, I like the way you said that. You have to pay the difference. So kind of a big deal. And I know that's a little shocking to some of you. But as you're buying rental properties around the country, folks, keep in mind that you've got to look at your tax planning on a state-by-state specific way. Okay. Well, we're going to be right back after the break with a legal tip of the week and more of Refreshing Your Wealth.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Refresh Your Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. Mark was just given his tax tip, and he brought in Kobe Bryant and the LA Lakers. I've heard that they're pretty lousy right now, Mark, the LA Lakers. I don't know. The Clippers, I guess, are the better team in town, which, you know, I guess that may not be saying much.
Yeah.
And I did just want to make fun of you for one thing on that. When you referred to Kobe playing the Utah Jazz, you're welcome. When you referred to Kobe playing Utah Jazz, you said at the Delta Center. I don't think it's been the Delta Center for like 20 years, maybe 15. But
20.
That shows Mark Kohler's age.
Yeah. What is it called now?
What's it like? Energy Solutions Arena or something like that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. There's some energy conglomerate that bought out Larry Miller. That's right. Well, Delta. And all that. So okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, in the good old days, it was the Delta Center.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Important
yeah.
clarification.
Sorry about that, folks. So. Yeah. For all you Utah listeners, I apologize, but just know I still bleed red. Go Utes. Okay. So, there we go.
All right. That is most important. Now let me get into our legal tip here. So let's jump right into it.
A legal tip that you can actually use.
A legal tip where you don't feel like you have to take a shower after.
All right, for my legal tip, what I want to talk about today is the homeowner, the Homeowner Insurance Protection Act. Now, this was a law that protects homeowners from mortgage insurance, that allows you to essentially remove mortgage insurance from your home loan. Now, a lot of people that have gotten a loan and may have put less than 20% down may have been required to obtain mortgage insurance when you purchase the property. And I want to go over quick three different avenues or situations where you can get rid of mortgage insurance. This is one of those things on your statement when you pay your mortgage bill that's like, you know, if you got a $2,000 a month mortgage payment, like 200 of that might be just mortgage insurance. And guess what that mortgage insurance protects you from, Mark? What does it give you? What do you get for that mortgage insurance?
Nothing. Someone's going to pay that mortgage for me. I was going to say, I don't feel like I'm getting anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, the mortgage insurance is something that protects the lender. There is no benefit to you. In fact, I remember when we had clients, you know, when the real estate market collapsed and people had defaulted on their mortgages and the bank had maybe taken their home back and was chasing them down for the difference. They said, well, I had mortgage insurance. No. That mortgage insurance didn't protect you from defaulting on the mortgage. It protected the bank. So that's a little unfortunate. So this is basically a waste of money is what I'm saying. So you want to get rid of it. Now, there's three different scenarios here. Okay, let me talk about them quick. The first is if you have mortgage insurance under a private loan. This is called PMI. Under private mortgage insurance, this would be a non-FHA loan. You can remove the mortgage insurance once you get the loan to the scheduled 78% of the original value of the home. So for example, if you bought a house for $100,000, once the amortization schedule gets down to $78,000, and you have a $78,000 balance, you can remove the mortgage insurance. All right. Now you may need to request that with your lender. They will automatically do it if it goes under the normal amortization, but it's something you want to be engaged in, be aware of. It's something also you may want to get ahead on. And if you have extra cash, it's a good, and you plan on being in the home for a while, it's a good thing to pay that off now, and or pay the loan down so you get to that 70% of the original value of the home, so you can get rid of that private mortgage insurance. Now, if you have an FHA loan, it's a little bit similar. As long as you had the FHA loan before 2013, you can get rid of it once the value of the home goes below that 78% mark. However, if you have an FHA loan with mortgage insurance, it's called MIP under FHA loans, after June of 2013, you cannot remove your mortgage insurance. You're essentially stuck with it forever. So look into your situation. Of course, you can always refinance out of it, but it's really a big wasted expense, frankly, and it's insurance protection that does not benefit you or cover you in any way. So if you can get rid of it, it's one to look to try and get rid of on your loan and be active in getting that removed.
Well, that's a great tip, Matt. And I want to, Matt, you were going through a lot of detail there, so you didn't notice. You kind of had a little slip there. You said if the home value goes below 70-something thousand, but you meant the mortgage value. So as long as you can pay down that mortgage below that $70,000 something limit, you're okay, correct?
Yeah, yeah. So the example of the $100,000 house, once it goes below 78,000, then yes, you'd be able to remove the mortgage insurance, which is the 78%.
Gotcha, 78%. Perfect. So great tip, Matt. I just want to clarify for those listening, this is a very technical topic, and I've got to, of course, always give kudos to my amazing partner, pulling out I go for a lame-o Kobe story, and he, pulls out an FHA cost-saving tip for all of our listeners. Good job, Matt.
Yeah.
Excellent job.
You're welcome. I had a question about this week. I thought, hey, this kind of applies to a lot of people.
Yeah,
because last week, my tip was about taxes on the lottery, and it didn't really apply to hardly anyone. So I figured I might as well give one that actually, everyone can primarily benefit from.
Yeah. How did you like that lottery winner that showed up on the Today Show with their lawyer? It's like, what? I was hoping one of our clients would call up and go, I won the lottery. Fly into New York with me. I'm going to go meet Matt Lauer. All right. I'm on board.
I did not see that, but
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they showed up on the Today Show, and their lawyer said, let's get ahead of the media by just coming on the Today Show right off the bat. So it was kind of an interesting ploy. Well, okay, folks, now every week here on the show, we try to keep this real by giving out a question of the week. And let me talk about this week's winner. And the question was, we're trying to create a little fun story here. So I want all of you this week, Matt's going to pose our question for this week. Last week, the story was, I was walking through the airport going on a business trip, and I walked by one of these little kiosks, and I was so excited to pick up a pack of gum. I got a little popcorn. I got a little drink. I picked up a Men's Journal magazine and a new cell phone charger. And the question was, are any of those items a write-off, or which items were not or could be a write-off? And we had a winner. This was Tori. Up in Northern California, Sacramento. Congratulations, Tori. We're going to be sending you a copy of either my book or Matt's. You let us know which one you want. And she had said, Mark, I believe all of it is a write-off. And that was a correct answer, but I want to provide a little clarity. The gum and food items would be considered dining, limited by 50%. And I was counting on that Men's Journal having an article on good strategic business topic of some sort. So if I bought Cosmo, I don't think I could write off anything with Cosmo because it would be certainly completely personal benefit only. But maybe there's a good business article. So any business publications you purchase while going through the airport, any food items or electronic devices for your business trip, folks, great write-off. So that's our question of the week. Congratulations, Tori. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to be giving you our new question of the week, and Matt Sorensen will be posing that. But we're going to be right back with more ways to refresh your wealth. Hang on.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Refresh Your Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. Now, I want to jump into the question of the week for this week, and we're going to jump over to the legal side of things. And the question is he liable? Now, this is actually a situation I had a client involved in a few years ago. And so I want to pose it because I think it teaches a good principle about when umbrella insurance provides coverage or not. So let's run through this example here. We have a owner of the property who's the landlord, has a rental property, has a regular insurance policy on the property that is designed as a landlord insurance policy. So it's specific for the rental property. It provides some landlord insurance protection for liability on the property. But what the owner of this rental property did in addition to that was they bought a umbrella insurance policy. Now, the umbrella insurance policy had $1 million of coverage, and the original landlord property insurance policy had $250,000 of coverage. Now, what happened is the tenants had someone over to visit the property. That person slipped and fell while walking up to the doorway of the property. That guest of the tenant filed a lawsuit against the owner of the property, our client in this situation, and said, hey, you didn't maintain a safe walkway up to your property and I slipped and fell on the stairs. And there should have been a handrail on these stairs and there wasn't. Now, and it violated the city code because there wasn't a handrail. It had to be like on both sides or something. And so there was some actual city requirement and code requirement that there actually be a handrail. Now, what happened was the liability insurance carrier for the property said, we're not going to cover that because you didn't keep the property in compliance with the code. So you violated city code requirements. Therefore, we're not going to provide insurance coverage. So my client was a little upset about that, obviously, and then said, well, I'm going to file this claim to my umbrella insurance carrier, and my umbrella insurance carrier will cover this. Now, question of the week is, will the umbrella insurance protect the customer or the landlord in this situation? And we'll be back next week, of course, with the answer. But it's, again, a question of, is he liable? And really, is the insurance company under the umbrella policy going to be helping you out at all in this situation?
I like it. And to make sure that we are respectful to all genders, is he or she liable? And I just want to throw that out, Matt, looking out for you. But I love this question. And as you can see, for those that are regular listeners of the show, we're trying to change up these questions. Is it deductible? And then every other week, or is he or she liable? And so we would love to hear your response. For the first person that emails in the correct answer, you win a free copy of Mine or Matt's book with free shipping, almost a $20 value. We don't give out many books, folks, like this. So please send us email, Matt, M-A-T, at kkoslawyers.com, or Mark, M-A-R-K, at kkoslawyers.com with your answer, and we will send you a copy of the book.
Yeah, and I know this is, this is kind of like Law and Order. You know, in cases like this, you got the insurance adjusters who investigate the claims and the insurance lawyers who deny the coverage. So, bum, bum.
Bum, bum. I like it. All right. Well, I love it. Great comment. Okay, so we're going to jump into the topic of the week. We've got five tips that we know will help all of you, the listeners. Seriously, these are five great legal tips, if I may say so myself. And I was just quoting Talladega Nights here at our break. So, Matt, we're ready to shake and bake.
Shake and bake.
Shake and bake, baby. All right. If we don't get in a good movie quote every week, we're really falling down on our job here, folks. So you better expect a high degree of performance here. We're here to give. We're just givers, and that's what we're all about. So last week was Fletch. This week, Talladega Nights. So we'll see what happens next week. So stay tuned. All right. Now, I get the honor of getting our first tip of the week. The first tip of these five legal tips to help you in 2016. And this actually relates to a consultation I had with a client this morning that really was really powerful. The client walked away with a huge list of things to do. It was really a tremendous value for them for that personal consultation and tailored it to their situation. And the tip that I have, number one, is to have a legal review of your liabilities. What do I need to be doing from a liability protection standpoint in my business this year? And let me give you a little example of that. That's not just saying set up an entity, which some of you may need to do. It may be for those of you that already have an entity, reviewing your corporate records. Are your minutes up to date? Is your fee paid to the state? Has your company been voluntarily or involuntarily dissolved at the state because of not filing some particular paperwork? What is your insurance policy situation look right now? Do you need insurance? What happens if you're doing business in other states? This relates to kind of that Kobe Bryant story. Not only was my client expanding into multiple states this year, which created some tax reporting requirements, are they registering their company in those states? Folks, if you have an entity, an LLC, that owns rental property in 2 to 3 states, is the LLC registered in those states? If it's not, you don't have any protection. You're personally liable. Do you have an umbrella insurance policy? Are your entities in good standing? Are they registered in the right states? Are your minutes up to date? How do your legal agreements as a company, as an operational company look? Do you have a safety policy? Do you have employee handbooks, an employee manual? Do you have employee agreements? These are really, really important documents, all part of that liability exposure. And it just takes maybe one afternoon a year to just kind of dive into it and then get out. We know how busy all of you are. So Matt, that is tip number one. Review your business liability situation and make sure that you've got your ducks in a row. Tip number one. There you go.
I like that. This is like, you know, for a lot of our business owners, you don't have a risk management department. you don't have a separate legal department thinking of these things all the time. So, you know, sometimes you got to wear these different hats. But I think that's one. I like it on an annual basis to just reevaluate. We're not saying you got to do this every week or even every month. Just think about it annually and get it set right. If you do that, at least it's going to be up to date in 99% of the situations. If you let it go for 3 or 4 or 5 years, who knows? I mean, you could be really vulnerable to some type of liability you weren't planning. All right. Let me go over the next tip here, which I love, and that is plan for what happens when you're gone. And I know a lot of us hate thinking about that, obviously, for clear and obvious reasons. But we really want to think about the legacy we're going to have with our businesses, with our assets just in general. And that really gets to having an estate plan. And how am I going to succeed? Who's going to succeed on in my business? Who's going to succeed on my investments? Who's going to take care of my estate when I leave? What restrictions am I going to put on my beneficiaries or my kids to receive my inheritance? And even think of just the simple things of, if I'm unable to make decisions, who can make decisions for me? Do I want to be cremated? Do I want to give my organs for medical purposes to others? All these little things that, you know, really go into estate plan are really important to get taken care of. And it's it's always on our list. Make sure you have an estate plan. If you have one and you haven't looked at it for a while, maybe look at it, read through it, think, God, does this need to be updated? And then you can have an amendment or something done to easily update it too if you need changes.
I love it. And gosh, we're on a tight time constraint. I tell a little story of a friend of mine that just had triple bypass heart surgery unexpectedly, just because he felt like he had a little heartburn. And you never know when that time could come. So take that time and then review it every 5 or 10 years. It's something you can knock out quickly. Okay, number three on our legal tips for 2016. Get any agreements you have right now with people that are on a handshake, get them in writing. That's it. Just call up that buddy that you're doing a joint venture with, that good boyfriend, girlfriend, family member, whoever it is that you're doing business with. And you know what I'm talking about, folks, that you're listening right now. You've got this handshake, joint venture. It's on a napkin that you wrote on Denny's 3 years ago, and you don't have anything in writing. And if they were to get divorced or get disabled or die, what's going to happen to your business relationship and that mess? Folks, get it in writing. Call them up, say, you know what, Mark and Matt, I hate them. They're the worst guys in the world. They're making me do this. Make us the bad guys. Mm-hmm. Tell them that we're forcing you to get in writing. It doesn't have to cost a lot either. But any agreements that you have that are just kind of on a handshake right now, folks, it's not when the disagreement, if a disagreement's going to arise, it's when. So make sure you get all those agreements in writing. Now, we've got two more legal tips that we're going to come back to for 2016 here shortly, right after the break. Stick with us here.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Refresh Your Wealth Show with Mark Kohler and Matt Sorensen. We are on tip number 4 of the 5 legal tips for 2016. And I want to give one here that's dear to my heart, which is make your retirement plan and take some time to have a plan for retirement. And I know this sometimes bleeds over into your tax planning. It bleeds over into your financial planning. But it also is part of what we want to talk about as your lawyer too, is having a plan to invest your money and having funds sufficient for your retirement. Now, this takes a couple things. I want to just talk about two quick things to think of. First, what's the right type of retirement account for me? Maybe it's an IRA. Maybe it's a 401k. Maybe it's some other type of retirement plan. But those are going to be your primary ones to look at first, and we can obviously help think of which ones are going to be best for you. The second thing to think about is, how are you investing that retirement account? That retirement account can be invested in anything you want. And this is where we talk about self-directed retirement plans, self-directed 401ks, self-directed IRAs. That's something that I think a lot of people have not looked to do, is self-directing their retirement account. So think of that, getting the right plan set up for you to save properly, and then investing it in what you know. And that takes it into the brings you into the world of self-directing your retirement account.
Well, and Matt, you're the master at that. We love it. Author of the book, Self-Directed IRA Handbook, Matt Sorensen. There you go. Boom. No, that's a great tip.
Best-selling author of the book. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry. Sorry, I missed that. Sorry. No. Well, this is, I like what, Matt, your this tip, number 4, and it's, it really is a legal tip because it's protecting your wealth for the future. Here's my only 2 cents I want to add. Is find what figure you think you can do monthly this year and just get it going. It could be $100, it could be $50. Start saving something. Just like Dave Ramsey says, it's all about the concept and the discipline and the habit and starting to form it. Become a savior, saver. value saving more than things. That's really what we want to do. Okay, now the number 5 tip is, yeah. Oh, yeah, Matt, go ahead.
I was going to throw one last thing on that retirement account thing, just on the legal standpoint, is if any place to have a large concentration of cash, the best place to have it for legal and asset protection reasons is a retirement account. It's really hard for creditors to get in there. If you have a rainy day, your business fails, you get lawsuits against you, the number one place you want to have all your money, your retirement account. So it is a great rainy day fund type thing, really protected against creditors.
Great comment, Matt. All right, now number 5 on our legal tips for 2016, to start off on the right foot, is protecting your intellectual property. And we've talked about that on the show before, many blog articles. We have a lot of clients that get into lawsuits and, even employees that leave the business or business partners that leave and take intellectual property or take the secret recipe or client lists. Folks, we've got to protect these sorts of things. It may be time to get a trademark. It may be time to go through and make sure your copyright symbols are on all of your documents. Look at those exposure items. Have a safe where things are locked up if needs be, and be careful where you share that information. Use non-disclosure agreements, all that good stuff. It's just important to protect that piece that makes your business so valuable.
Yeah, and that's an often overlooked thing. You know, we might get an alarm system on a building we own or insurance or, you know, set up these legal structures to protect assets, but we're maybe not protecting the number one thing in our business for a lot of businesses, the name, you know, what people know you by, and that helps build your reputation and protect it. So look to getting a trademark. That's a for a lot of clients that have been established for a while and really market and use their name on an ongoing basis. It's a good thing to have and can really be done for, you know, less than, between $500 to $1,000. It's not terribly expensive. You only got to pay the dues once, and then you got that federal protection.
Yep, great comments, Matt. Love it. I hope that these thoughts, these five tips, will help one of you, our listeners. We appreciate you giving us the chance to share from our perspective what we learn from the many, many consults we do. Sometimes I really feel that I benefit the most from these consultations with clients than even sometimes my clients, because it's a great reminder of me to me of the things I need to be doing. And that's what we're trying to share on the show. Now, every week we want to give a little 5-star review. Matt, anybody give us a little love this week?
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just going through some of our recent 5-star reviews we've had. So we had a 5-star review from Harda 2. Was 5 stars, says great information. And they said, I've been listening to Mark for years. I've really enjoyed the knowledge and information I've learned from the shows. I find it especially useful for running my real estate business. So thank you for that 5-star review. And Harda number 2, let us know who you are. These iTunes handles, you make them up, by the way, when you post your review, so it's hard for us to figure out who they are. But feel free to email us and let us know if you did post a 5-star review. We want to send you a free copy of mine or Mark's book. And also, you know, your name will be read on Infinity on the air.
Yeah, your handle will at least. So.
Or your handle,
there you go.
Yeah.
Make those handles good, folks. we're going to be here every Tuesday. We are revamping potentially our day of the week, our show. And I'm just going to throw this out here because, Matt, we've committed to this. Folks, we're going to get back to a open forum show at least once, where you, the listener, can call in and throw out questions and comments. And we're excited about that. We love the call-in show, and the format just hasn't worked this last few months. So just know it's on the way. So just want to give you a little heads up. Continue to listen, please. Continue to share this show with your friends and family. And if you have a topic that you'd like us to cover, we are scheduling out our 2016 right now with different guests and authors. Please let us know what topic you'd like us to cover.
All right, now let me just, I want to sum up this topic here of the 5 legal tips for 2016 to start off on the right foot. Keep in mind, there is a blog article on the KQS Lawyers website written by attorney Jaron Burgesson, one of the attorneys in our Cedar City, Utah office, that is a great resource on some of these topics we've talked about. Please refer to that blog article. And of course, you can always find more shows on a lot of these topics specifically, whether it's setting up the right business entity, trademarks, estate planning, protecting your intellectual property, retirement planning. We have specific shows on those specific topics you can find under the Refresh Your Wealth blog on iTunes. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for listening to another hour of refreshing strategies to better live your American dream.
Don't forget to get your free copy of Mark and Matt's ebooks and sign up for their weekly free newsletter with important tax deadlines and articles at refreshyourwealth.com.